Hello, we are live on YouTube. If you're watching, make sure to give this video a thumbs up and thank you for clicking on this video. I'm excited to do this video because, oh my gosh, I got a massive brainwave to make a video on the No BS Guide to Manifesting Success and whatever success means to you. So I just want to get straight into this video. I feel like if you are new to my channel or if you don't know this about me, is one thing about me, my entire teenagehood, from the age of 17 to 23, I was obsessed with self-development and mindset and the success mindset. I had a podcast called The Go-Getter Mindset. I had all these courses to do with mindset. I actually still link them down below. But I was obsessed with everything to do with success, with manifestation, with all these different things. And I feel like if I don't share that side of myself with you, I'm doing people a disservice because I've been getting so interested in it again. So I wanted to make a no BS guide to manifesting success and how you can do that. And for all my OGs, I have the whiteboard here. It's not the same one I used to use, but I had this in my room for a few months now and I use it every day. And I'm like, why don't I use this for my videos anymore? So we're just going to get straight into it. If you are watching, make sure to give it a comment, click the like button, and we're going to get straight into the video. Hello. So this is the No BS Guide to Manifesting Success, right? If you are wanting to manifest a successful career, a successful relationship, successful health, specifically I'm talking more career, maybe even entrepreneurship, this is the video for you. Because I have been self-employed since I was 21 years old, and I was able to manifest a multiple six-figure business at 21 just from doing these little strategies. And I feel like if I shared these, they will absolutely accelerate you in your life. Okay, so the first one we have here is shift your worldview. Now, this is a course I studied. Sam Ovens, he actually owns consulting.com, and he has a massive business. And I got my hands on his course when I think I was 20 years old. And the first thing he kept speaking about was your worldview or your world paradigm. And this was something that shifted everything for me at the time, right? So what he likes to call it is the lens, okay? So that's not what he calls it. That's what I would like to call it. I would call it the lens, like the glasses. So I want you to imagine that you are wearing a lens, a pair of glasses on your eyes that filters information through. So your belief systems, your subconscious mind, what you were programmed and taught to believe, right? You perceive everything in the world through that set of goggles. So technically everyone is right in their own way because whatever you perceive is to be truth towards you. So what he says with the worldview, the world paradigm, is shifting the glasses that you are wearing, right? The information that we filter through, right? If you believe you are not going to be successful, if you believe whatever you're going to do is going to fail before it has even begun, then that is the paradigm, the filter, the worldview you are perceiving the lens, the world through, right? So if you believe, okay, I'm a failure, I am just, I'm all this, or specifically your worldview externally, let's actually start there. You perceive the world as awful, you hate the world, you hate the government, you hate how we have to pay taxes, you hate everything about this world that you just don't believe any part of it is going to do good for you. You do not believe that you can get successful by going out into this world, right? You have to shift that awareness because wherever you send your awareness, your focus to, is where your energy is being sent to. And that is what is starting to manifest and conjure up in your field, in your quantum realm, or as Abraham Hicks would call it, the vortex, the energy vortex we have around us, right? We have the power to co-create or manipulate energy to manifest things into our field, okay? So for the step one here, we have shift your worldview. You have to shift the way you see the world, okay? You have to shift that. That is why when people find the law of attraction, it's not even that the law of attraction is helping them in their lives. It's actually the awareness that it exists because they really perceive, okay, the world is trying to help me here because it's helping me attract in what energy I'm sending and emitting out, right? So you have to shift your worldview. How are some ways you can do that? Finding ways to look at the world that you can be positive, more appreciative. I can't say that word. Appreciative. How can you respect the world more? How can you see the world as rooting for you? That you came into this earth to be successful. You came into this earth to be of some greatness. You came into this earth to be of your highest, fullest potential, right? Because if you think about it, everything in this world is just a set of belief systems. It's just a set of paradigms. And most of the world, most of this culture is built up on fear systems, right? If you fail school, you're going to be a failure in life. If you disobey the law, you go to jail. Everything is set up on this perpetuating pillar of fear. And right, when we are operating from a state of fear, we are operating from lack, we are operating from scarcity, and we are operating from a place that will not be of service to us. It will not manifest. And I believe a lot of these systems are set up because they're aware of how powerful humans are, because where we send our attention to is where our energy goes, is what we manifest. So the worldview you need to shift is, the world is my oyster. The world obeys to me. The world will reflect back the success that I am. You have to start seeing that the world is with you and not against you, because that paradigm, that set of glasses you see, right? If you get a bill or a parking ticket or you get something, it just adds to that toolkit of all the reasons why the world is against you. Okay. And you need to start moving in coherence with the universe's energy, the universe's energy. So you have to start to be with the universe, with the world, trusting that it is with you and not against you. So that is the first step, changing your world paradigm. So for me, how I did this was, there was two main things I did this that was able to manifest a six-figure business for me when I was 21. I dropped out of school when I was 17 years old, right? So from society standard, I shouldn't be able to live the life that I do or be able to work for myself because I dropped out of school. I had no academic career behind me. But the two things that really helped me was, don't take advice from someone who doesn't have what you don't want or do want. So like, if you have an uncle telling you that being an entrepreneur is risky or doing this is risky, yet they've never run a business in their life, why would you take that set of advice? And that was something that was like that was like set rule for me. That was like, I had to follow that. That was my truth. Okay. So that is the first advice I'd give you. And the second one is, you really need to start perceiving the world as endless opportunity, of endless exploration for you, of endless ways you could be successful in whatever it is you're wanting to manifest. And for all those who are joining, can you please give this stream a thumbs up? It really helps more people find this information. Okay. So that is how you do it. You shift your paradigm. How I'd recommend that is writing down a list of all the set beliefs you have in this world. So you can do little paradigms of money. How do you perceive money in the world? How do you perceive the humans in this world? How do you perceive the earth? How do you perceive success, even that word? How did your parents perceive the world? Start to dig deep on your world paradigms and how you perceive this world and how you see this world, because that is directly correlated with how you are going to act in the world. If you see this world as a means for failure, you will be acting and operating from that state subconsciously. Okay, so that is the first step, change your world paradigm. Okay, so the second one on the little whiteboard here we have is self-image. Now, this one is huge, and this was a concept I read from the book Psycho Cybernetics. And self-image is essentially how you perceive yourself is how other people will perceive you. And this is true, and this is also kind of a universal law, right? It's with the law of attraction. I actually want you to test this out. If you have an insecurity on your face, I want you to be in a setting of a room of people and send all your energy of insecurity to that part and start to see if people start staring at it. Or that was probably a really weird example. But with the law of attraction, if you perceive yourself as ugly or insecure or afraid or nervous, people subconsciously will pick that up and feel that. Because remember, the quantum realm, the energy realm that we live in is connected. There is no separation. So telepathy, all these things, when you think a thought, it gets sent to a person near you, their energy field. We're all just mingling energy, right? We're all vibrating at specific frequencies of energy. And so when you perceive yourself as insecure, right, this was something, just to give you a personal preference, I had to completely bust this in order to grow my work. Because before, when I was operating from the self-image of, I'm a failure because I dropped out of school, I'm dumb, I was diagnosed with dyslexia and dyspraxia. So all my childhood, I thought I was dumb, and that was my self-image. So I would perceive myself as dumb. I would act dumb. I would feel dumb. I would actually dumb myself down even more because it was fitting with the self-image that I held of myself, which was I am dumb, right? This manifested in me having multiple minimum wage jobs before the age of 20. I think I went through 8 jobs because I thought I was dumb, right? Until I decided to consciously shift my self-image, moved country, and was able to manifest a business because I shifted my self-image and I said, I cannot keep doing this. I cannot keep telling myself I'm dumb. So you have to see yourself in whatever way you want to perceive yourself to be, right? So what is that for you? I'm successful. I'm confident. My energy is magnetic, right? My energy is eye-catching. People want to hear what I have to say. I am seen. I am heard. What is your self-image of how you want to perceive yourself? And naturally, that will be reflected back to you in the universe, in this reality, because everything in this world is just some simple mirror, and it's mirroring back our own set of consciousness and our own set of beliefs. So the self-image is crucial. And I honestly would recommend there is no point starting any business until your self-image is impeccably perfect. Because if you in any state do not believe that you are worthy of success, that you love yourself enough for the success, that you are abundant, if you do not see that these things are worthy of you, you will not be embodying that state, and that will not manifest for you. Your self-image and your world paradigm have all got to do with the law of attraction, because you are embodying who you believe you are. You are embodying that dominant core state. So change your self-image. I would recommend, again, taking out a notebook or doing some meditation work, doing like subconscious hypnosis meditations. I have a bunch of manifestation courses down below that you can check out that help you with this. Specifically, actually, Goal Getter Mindset is a great academy for all of this, but it's changing your self-image and how you perceive yourself to be. Okay, so shifting yourself from those more negative beliefs that are not serving you, such as I am unworthy, I am poor, I am broke, I am this, I am that, and shifting them to higher states of consciousness, higher states of seeing yourself, because that is where you activate your power, your solar flares, your, not solar flares, like your solar system, that kind of sun energy, right? When we look at the sun, that's the very powerful energy. This earth would not exist without the sun, because we would not have food, we would not have trees, we wouldn't have anything to thrive off. So in order for us to manifest the fruits of our labor, if you can see this manifestation on earth, you have to be vibrating at the sun's energy of that powerful kind of authority energy. Okay, so that is the second one, self-image, because that is how people will treat you and react to you, how you perceive yourself. Truthfully, it is a mirrored reflection, is the law of attraction, and people pick up on energy, okay? Whether you want to hear that or not, it's the truth, okay? And then the third one is to act as if or embody. Now, this kind of intertwines with the first two. Acting as if is essentially living out the belief system of your self-image. So let's say you struggled your entire life with being shy, or you always let people boss you around, or maybe your parents bullied you, or they never believed in you, they thought you were worthless, maybe you failed all in school like me, and you have that self-image really ingrained in you. The first step you can take to activating a new self-image is to act as if. Okay, so to embody what it is you want to now be in that state of. Okay, so you don't have to sit around and kind of just wait for a new self-image to pop up. Start to act like that every day, and then you can start the business or whatever. But it's about acting as if. So on a set of paper, I would write on the left what you believe yourself to be, your self-image. And on the right, I want you to also write what you want to become, because your self-image and your paradigm is how everything is going to manifest for you successfully, or it's going to fail. You have a choice. You have the choice to select the lifeline, the timeline that you want to live. Okay, that's a choice. So much people just choose a route that results in failure or lack or all these different things because they believe that's what they deserve. And it also is what is correct on a vibrational scale. It's going, well, yeah, you do believe you're all these things, so we're going to reflect that back to you because we just give you what you want. That's what the universe does. It just gives you more of what you think you are. Okay. So with step three, it's embodying the highest divine version of yourself. I actually just uploaded in my Rose membership. This is my exclusive private community for spiritual people who are wanting to evolve, manifest, just empower themselves. I just posted in a video on how to quantum shift into your higher self, your higher timeline, because we all have infinite possibilities and potentials that we can live. And when you want to attune and embody, it's about you calling in your higher self, the highest version of yourself, the highest expression, and calling that in. So I'll link Rose membership down below if you want to check it out. It is an amazing video. So that is essentially the three steps. The No BS Guide to Successful Manifestation is really just changing your world paradigm and seeing the world that it has your back, right? Gabby Bernstein wrote a beautiful book called The Universe Has Your Back. I think that's a beautiful belief to hold. The universe has your back, right? Step two, self-image. How do you perceive yourself? More self-love, more self-affirming, self-affirmations, the I am presence, looking like even beside my bed, I have affirmations like I am happy. I am this. I am that. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you know what I mean? And then the third one is to embody and act as if, because you have to embody who you are before your mind's going to start believing it. So you need to start waking up at that time. For example, me, every morning I've been waking up and having cold showers, and I do yoga first thing in the morning. Then I do my manifestation work, my cacao ceremonies. All these things are a way for my mind to believe that I am disciplined, for example, if that is something you're wanting to ingrain. If you have a self-image, if I'm disciplined and I show up and I do the work, then you need to start embodying and acting as if, doing a morning routine. I also have the Rose membership, a success morning routine to set you up for success. Because let me tell you, okay, we're going there. Fourth bonus, the bonus after the three, have a morning routine. A morning routine is so freaking important. And when I was studying the most successful people in the world for years, I was just reading books, studying successful people. The dominant theme they all held was morning routines. Because if you set your day up for success, you're setting your weeks up for success, you're setting your months up for success. Your months make up your years make up your life. Okay, so morning routines are so important. Structure is so important. Discipline is so important. All these things are so important for manifesting success within you. Okay, so if you want to check out the Goal-Getter Mindset Academy, it's down below, along with the Rose membership, a bunch of other self-study courses to do with manifestation and self-image, all that good stuff. And I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to give this video a thumbs up and let me know in the comments if you want me to do more videos on these types of topics, because it is an aspect to me I haven't spoken on in a very long time, and two reasons for that. One, I did a soul retrieval, a shamanic soul retrieval, which was retrieving old aspects of myself, and I retrieved back a version of myself when I was 20. Just if you're not aware, again, my 20-year-old self was obsessed with all this knowledge, and I completely forgot how much I still loved all of this sort of stuff. So if you want me to share more, I totally can. And the second reason is because my whole family, like, I wish I had a camera to like show you guys the conversations my mum and my brother had, like at the dinner table. Like when I was a teenager, like our dinner conversations were not normal, because my mom and my brother, my mom's a sales coach and my brother is a like entrepreneur as well. And like these were the conversations we had every single day for years. So I know a thing or two about all of this. So if you want to see more of these types of videos, comment them down below. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. I'm off to a retreat now for the weekend, so I won't be back till next week. But yeah, make sure to do these three things. Let me know how you get on. Comment it down below, and I will see you next week. Bye.